begin the current daven, Pesachim Naflam El Ches, begin the Amud Beis, begin the Tezim Nasa, begin the Wood Gemara. This tells us, Chalas Tzedi B'Kikri Nazir, regarding these two of them, we learn that a very important halacha that, yeah, it's considered B'Chomash V'Seichim, we couldn't have excluded from there because they were eaten in a time of history and not even given. Tzedi explains, seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of Reb Shimon. Pesach Kondes Rashi explains, Dilos Reb Shimon, that this halacha is obviously not going like Reb Shimon, because the paragraph in the Megillah says in the first paragraph in the Megillah of Tez, that they only sacrifice Karban Pesach or obligation to have a set time. But those which don't have a set time, which the case Bechal Tzedi B'Kikri Nazir, then like those they actually did not sacrifice and never given, and then you wouldn't be able to ever explain that that's what is considered B'chomash HaSeichem. Now, says Tez, Zukapirusha Mashman Perek Basin Zvachim, like the way Rashi explains, sounds like the Gemara in Zvachim that Kofid Zan Menalf. Tanya, the Bryce to teach over the Kolanita, but neither Bekorba Bama, whatever was brought as a nether and a dava was able to be sacrificed in the Bama, and that which is not brought as a nether and a dava, rather has an obligation, was not brought not on the Bama, or the Bama Gedol, the Katanam, and the Mincha and the Karban Nazir were brought in the Bama. That's the remit. Chamayim the sages say, Lekabe lo oil special mevad. Now, the only thing that was brought in a private Bama was an oil in the Shlamim, which are Karban Nadava, and not a Mincha and the Karban Nazir, and a Bama Gedolah, they would bring only the Karban Tzibur that were obligatory. Now, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, even the Tzibur, they only brought obligations which had a set time on the Bama Gedolah. Now, so it's nice, it sounds like the Maid Ribshim Lachacham, but Rabbi Shimon does agree to the Chacham regarding what they say to the Karban Mincha and Naziris B'Bama, that they would not bring a flower offering and the Karban of Naziris by Obama, because he disagrees with them only regarding the Karbanos of Chayva, which don't have a set time. Now, so therefore it sounds like Rashi. But, so it's a question difficult, because the paragraph in the Megillah Tanan, the first paragraph in the Megillah on the Tessim Beis, it sounds like from the Mishnah, says, "In bein Bama Gedol, Bama Gedana, El Pesach." The only difference between the public altar and the private altar was the Karban Pesach, which was specifically brought on the public altar and not on everyone individual's private altar. But regarding Karban Tzibur, both of them were the same, that they weren't sacrificed at all. Is that called? This is the rule. Whatever is a neder and a dava was brought on the private altar. Whatever is not a neder and a dava, rather an obligatory carbon, was not brought on the private altar, rather only on the Bama Gedolah. Now, Bama Gemara, the Gemara says, Mani, who is this like? Reb Shimon, it's like Reb Shimon. Now, who he says that you don't bring on the Bama a carbon that even is obligatory if it didn't have a set time. So it comes out, says Tosfos, kind of comes out, Reb Shimon, Karva Mincha B'Bama. They would sacrifice a Mincha on a Bama, because the Nedav Nedavu. It's something that it's a Nedav and a Dav. It's not obligatory. The Naziris Nami Karva the day B'Bama. And the Naziris was also brought, according to him, on a Bama, because it's also Nedav Nedavu. And Tosfos proves this idea that the Mincha and the Karban and the Naziris are considered Nedav Nedav, because the Ha Remeya. Because the Meir Diktani Bahai Lishna, that he used his wordings called Shanidim Anidiv Kar B'Bama, whatever was an Edim Dabba, the same words it was sacrificed on a Bama, which sounds like he's coming to exclude all obligatory Karbanis that they weren't sacrificed in the Bama. Yet Vesavah he holds Rikik Nazar Ikib B'Bama, that the breads of the Nazar were brought in the Bama. Because Dama also says, wait, my temperature Meir Tzuzer Meir, because Dama Kodapas says, Loisas, Kachalash HaNachta Isa B'Gamma, don't do like we're doing over here before we come to Eretz Yisrael, that we bring whatever private altar that you want to, which Amal Moshe Moshe was telling them, Kelis La'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Yesharis Akribu, so in the Dama Davis, that you can sacrifice, but Chivis La'akribu, but obligatory Karbanais, that you cannot sacrifice on any type of a Bama. Now, Mincha and Naziris, Yesharis Nenu, and the Mincha and Naziris are considered Karbanos Nedava, because although the Karbanos are obligatory, but it says the Naziris Gufayu, because the fact of becoming a Nazir is Nedav Nedavu, is something voluntary, volitional. Avakav the Karbanos Chayva, although technically the Karbanos are then obligatory, but it's considered Nedav Nedav because a person brings it on themselves. And Rabbanim and Farish Hasim, Rabbanim explained, but they decided that they hold the ain mincha b'bama v'naziris. No, there's no mincha and abama and by abama and by naziris. Avagav the nidru, although it's a nether. But still, they say that the carbon that you have to bring when you finish naziris is obligatory. Never cannot be brought in the bama. Now, so therefore, this is what's bothering Tesis. from the wording of the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that said kol shel nida b'nida b'kar b'bama. It sounds like that he holds that even mecha naziris are brought in the bama, but that's difficult because that's a contradiction between this Mishnah that we bring. It's like Reb Shimon and the Mishnah that says in Zvachim. So the nearly read seems to the read dachem perusu the Mishnah Megillah. This is what the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah means to say. The ain chilik b'bama gedil b'bama gitana el pesachim. There's no difference between a private altar or a public altar, rather than of a kum pesach. At zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol nida b'nida, whatever is brought in nedu nedava hakar b'bama gedilah. If it's sacrificed in the public altar, karba magatana, it's brought in the private altar. What that means to say, says Taisis, is lefarish, only coming to explain masha shabba gedele katana, what is seen by the public altar and the private altar. Avo, but this is not necessarily what we had originally inferred. But you could have something that's in the double, like mechanaziris, she'in and kareven, like bezuba, like bezuba, that won't be brought in either one. In other words, not above Gitana, not above Gitana, like Rav Shimon says in Masechta Zvachim. So it's not like as we had originally assumed, because as Tase explaining right now, we're just coming to compare that which is similar, Gedel Gitana. But of course, there could be those that are not brought in either one, which is like Rav Shimon says in Masechta Zvachim, and therefore that doesn't contradict, that's not the as we had originally inferred from the Mishnah Masechta Megillah. Tinek says, Master, begin with Zigmar, Nechon, Nebegiva. Because, yeah, technically, it's going to be considered Chomesh V'Seichem, because although, currently, you can't eat out of Yerushalayim, but the Chalas Tadim Rekik knows at one time in history, and never given, they were able to eat in all places, so it's considered Chomesh V'Seichem. So as he explains, so then, other places should have that too, like Baikun. Says, Taizik should be Nisim Rebindism as, and if that's the case, that you hold that, oh, at one point in time, by never given, say, might be Kurm of Hakwe could be Kurm, because it does not qualify for Chomesh Shabbos, but Bikurm have a Chayva, Kabul, and Mizman Simcha. Bikurm are in the category of obligatory Hekdesh that has a set time. Why is it a set time? Mizman Simcha. Has to be, you could only bring Bikurm at a time of joy, because the Matzah of the Chag may be only from Shavuos until Sukkot, you could bring it and recite the parashas. So it's considered chayva kavul mizman. Same Cain, kriim ben ibe given kamei pesachim. Then therefore it was sacrificed in the temple ibe given like kum pesach. So you kriim lekulam that according to everyone was sacrificed because it's chayva kavul mizman. That's exactly what bukur is. So bukur also then should be considered chomesh shabbos like we're saying for the lachmei tayd rikig nazir. And that is Tosis two approaches. Yeshem, what you could say is no. The bikurim, the first word chayva yeshem mizman gol kachach. Even if it has a set time, but it's a huge time span from shuas until sukkas. Lachashanan kavul doesn't consider it as a set time because everything has a set time. Everything you have to bring at some point. So therefore, that's not considered Zman Kibbutz, and therefore, and not necessarily that was brought by Nevi Given. Rashi Farash, he gives a different answer. He says, the Mishnah Machi have a Bikurim Chayv she'ein lam Zman Kibbutz. No, a different reason why Bikurim are considered an obligation that doesn't have a set time is Kimi she'ein lam Peres, because if it doesn't have fruits, lo yavi Bikurim, it doesn't bring it. So you can't say it's an obligation as a set time, because there's no obligation at all, and therefore you can't not consider it as something that would have to have been brought in Nevi Given, which was for only for Chayv. Shekibul and Zman, like the Kam Pesach.